With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. UK Minister of State Lord Ahmad of Wimbledon will visit the Cayman Islands this week to take part in the trade summit organized by the Cayman Islands government and the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
Lord Ahmad's three-day visit will incorporate meetings with Cabinet, the Leader of the Opposition, as well as a visit to Cayman Brac, as well as attendance at the Trade Summit. The Governor's Office says the Minister will attend a joint Ministerial Council meeting on Brexit and hold bilateral talks with the Jamaican Prime Minister, who will be in Cayman for celebrations to mark the 60th anniversary of the Cayman Islands Constitution. Royal Fleet Auxiliary Ship Mounts Bay will be in port, and plans are for the Minister to be on Seven Mile Beach to witness an exercise in landing disaster relief equipment from the ship. Lord Ahmad will review joint air operations between the Royal Navy helicopter and Cayman's new RCIPS helicopter, which was partly UK-funded under a Memorandum of Understanding signed by Lord Ahmad and Premier Alden McLaughlin. A visit to the Joint Marine Unit is also planned. His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper, says he is pleased that not only will Lord Ahmad be here to discuss cooperation on disaster management, but also to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Constitution. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Turtle-friendly lighting will soon be required for sea turtle critical habitat. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego explains.
Last week, the National Conservation Council presented a draft species conservation plan for sea turtles aimed at preventing the extinction and to facilitate the recovery of Cayman Islands sea turtle populations, ensuring that sea turtles continue to inhabit and nest on our shores.
Over these past two decades, the DOE has gathered essential data on the status of sea turtle populations in the Cayman Islands, as well as the threats to their continued existence. These critical threats must be addressed in order to allow the survival of our sea turtle populations.
It's through 20 years of population monitoring. Director of the Department of Environment, Gina Ebanks-Petrie, says they've identified artificial lighting on nesting beaches and illegal hunting or poaching as the greatest threats to our sea turtle nesting population.
Without addressing these and other threats, Cayman Islands sea turtle populations cannot survive.
Artificial lighting on beaches creates the greatest known threat to the long-term survival of turtle nesting populations in Cayman. Every year, thousands of baby turtles die unnecessarily when they become misoriented by artificial lighting.
When the baby turtles, which we call hatchlings, emerge from their nests at night, they find the ocean by heading towards the brightest light they can see. On an undeveloped beach, this is the moon and stars reflecting off the ocean's surface. But artificial lights are often much brighter and lead the baby turtles towards land, where they die from exhaustion, dehydration, vehicles crushing them, or predators.
Turtle-friendly lighting offers a proven solution to this problem, so says Ms. Ebanks-Petrie, adding it's designed to meet the needs of beachfront property owners for safe and attractive illumination of their properties without discouraging female turtles from laying their eggs or causing death of baby turtles.
Turtle-friendly lighting does not mean that beachfront properties must be dark. Instead, lights can be directed away from the beach, and bulbs with a visually appealing amber wavelength can be used. This color resembles candlelight, and studies have shown that it is least likely to misorient hatchling turtles away from the ocean.
The plan proposes from the date of coming into force, turtle-friendly lighting will be required for new developments that will impact sea turtle critical habitat, which is defined as beaches which have had the highest density of turtle nesting over the monitoring period. For existing properties, the plan proposes proprietors replace artificial lighting that impacts the beach with turtle-friendly lighting within 3 years of the plan coming into force. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Shanda Gallego.
When the grace period expires, DOE says any person responsible for a light which diverts a turtle in a critical habitat from its path to the sea is liable for prosecution under the National Conservation Law. The Judicial Administration Unit teams up with the Northern Caribbean University Alumni Association to host a special youth outreach event right here in Cayman. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The Joint Youth Outreach Initiative will feature three-time Grammy Award nominee and motivational speaker, Jacqueline Carr.
She will be here for 5 days. She arrives on Tuesday the 25th for a round of engagements. She's going to Northward Prison, she's going to Fairbanks Prison, she's going to Cayman Academy, and will be heavily involved with media to spread her message.
Pat Ebanks with the NCU AA tells Radio Cayman her key message is designed to unleash the deep and unlimited potential of Cayman's young people. Chief Officer for Judicial Administration Suzanne Bothwell says while here, Ms. Carr will also speak at a special event at the courts building.
Chief Justice will be there. I think we'll be our acting Chief Justice at the time. And Jacqueline Carr will be there. And it will be really centered about her, around her message. But the court will use this opportunity to discuss how the court intervenes in the lives of people in our society to help make it better.
That will be geared toward teens between the ages of 14 and 18, but that's not all.
The finale will be at a concert, a gospel concert, at the Lions Club on Sunday, June 30th. And we are planning that the roof is going to be raised. I don't know what Lions Center is going to do after that.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
From Grand Cayman to Boston, Massachusetts, 17-year-old singing sensation Jaden Hanna is a step closer to her dreams of becoming a singer as she's accepted into the prestigious Berklee College of Music.
What I'm looking forward to is just the experience of creating new connections and contacts with a lot of people, because that will benefit me in the future. And just, I'm looking forward to just actually, you know, starting to get my career started.
Speaking on Radio Cayman's latest edition of Cayman Up Close, Jaden describes singing as her first love. Over the years, she's impressed local and international audiences with her powerful and commanding voice. The young Caymanian is hoping to get into musical theater.
And audition for big musicals like Wicked and The Lion King on Broadway. I want to just land those little extra parts, and then I will make my way up. So that, 10 years, 5 years' time, you'll see me as the great Elphaba or the great Nala in any big, production or play.
Some of her notable accomplishments include performing at the 29th Annual New York Cabaret Convention at the Lincoln Center in New York, the Crab Family Concert in March this year, and performing at the 2018 World Championships of Performing Arts in Long Beach, California, where she was a vocal finalist in the senior division. A touching yet bittersweet ceremony at Hell City Cayman Islands this weekend as the family of baby Nolan Evans unveiled a memorial bench in his honor in the main lobby of the hospital on what would have been his second birthday.
Nolan had an incredible strength. He made it through 7 major surgeries, including 2 open heart procedures during his short life of 7 months and 3 days.
Nolan's mother, Ileane, says the bench not only provides a place of respite, but is also engraved with information designed to raise awareness about congenital heart defects.
Every 15 minutes, a baby is born with a congenital heart defect, and 1 in 100 babies have a congenital heart defect. I think it's really important we do raise awareness about that. So I pay great tribute to very brave parents for raising awareness today.
His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper, attended the event and was touched by the family's efforts.
It is very emotional, and I think Nolan's parents are incredibly brave, and they are doing an enormous amount to raise awareness about congenital heart defects, which are far more common than I think everybody realizes.
Councillor Captain Eugene Ebanks was also in attendance, along with family and friends. Nolan's parents, Ileane and Sean, say they hope that by sharing their son's story, other families will have the knowledge and support they need. The Evans family is holding a fundraising Kids Fest this coming weekend on Saturday at Pedro St. James to raise funds for Heart for Hearts, the pediatric arm of the Cayman Heart Fund. And that is your latest local news. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.